Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh. Allah. Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And of course, welcome back once again to another episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 46 already. And for those sending in music or commercials, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. emaxradio@gmail.com is that easy. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. Jr. For those listening live to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, hey, feel free to use your smartphone. Hey, if you have a rotary, use that too. Dial up 646-478-0944 so you can go on and be live like the 216-400 and the 702-609-702 area code. And I also want to put out there, you can at least Facebook Champagne Bang. I'm giving you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press 1. Okay, and I'm looking at a 216-209 that's adding themselves in on this conversation this evening. Now, look, if I don't do this next thing right now, it might not get done. So I'm going to give you a top 10 in music and entertainment for Monday to a Monday. Things just seem like it caused a little bit of a buzz in the area. So number 10, believe it or not, what stood out, one of those things that has stood out all over town, video shoot that's been going on for Black House Sounds. Part of it was done at the Turkey Jam, East Cleveland, down in Euclid, Cleveland, for a new track, the Young African track. Number 9 is debuting is Speak Up Open Mic Poetry Show, Poetry Slam. So Speak Up Open Mic Poetry Slam at CSU. Black Studies, and that's at Suite Number 137, Howard A. Mims Center. That's at 1899 Main Classroom Building, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Friday. Free food, free to attend. I think it'll cost $5 to get into the Poetry Slam part of it. Number 8, debuting. Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop and other events. That's Hip Hop Workshop Number 212 and other events. More on that in a little while. I'm going to go and say that number 7 is going to be phenomenal. You could Facebook Jam Sessions Live Presents Chemistry and Charlene Evans. And, of course, that one's going through. I do want to stop and let people know that I appreciate you all for listening. I see some other phone callers easing up to throw in their conversation, so I appreciate that this evening. I apologize. I'm easily at least sidetracked, but the event, Kalia, that's over on Richmond Road. Number 6, you could Facebook I Love You Black Man, which happened last Saturday at the Hilton, Cleveland, East Beechwood area. There's a whole lot going on with that title. Number 5, you can Facebook Join the Out Now December Disruption at the Lighting CLE. That happened last Saturday at Jack's Casino by the Say No to the Trump-Pence regime people. And it was nice. They were able to get a nice little contingent out there. But number 4, moving up, you could Facebook Vince Robinson's Nile Valley Adventure, Visuals and Storytelling. And that was yesterday at Larchmere Arts. His trip to Africa, and that was a nice little event. Moving up to number 3, Facebook, Kim, that's King Chip, a.k.a. Chip the Ripper. That was last Wednesday at the Odeon in the Flats. So it was nice to see, you know, him stepping back out onto the scene like he did. And again, he's never really left. Number 2, a big jump, Facebook, the 2019 Turkey Jam Free Holiday Concert. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, thousands of people, so you couldn't forget about them. It was the debut of Winterfest Cleveland. Fireworks and more downtown Cleveland last Saturday. Yep, it's too many people to be ignored. Before I go to the first phone caller, I would like to point out, if you want to, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Tomorrow is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com, Facebook Kent and Angelica, and the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Getting so much stuff out of the way because I have a lot of phone callers. So I'm going to go to the 216-400. 216-400, you're on live. How are you? And see, I like this one because the 216-400 phone number, I appreciate what they've done. They say, hey, I might not be able to talk, but I can at least listen. And they didn't hang up either, so I appreciate that. Before I go and pick on the 702 area code, wow, it's long distance, so I'm about to see if this is going to check and see about possible benefits if I change to CareSource or Anthem, or Medicare, or what have you. But my thing is, before I do that, I would like to at least say that it was an interesting Saturday, as last Saturday, Black Man's Army was the color guard for not one, but two homegoings. One for the 11-year-old Tyshawn Williams at East 83rd Central, St. Adelbert's, where Bashir Jones, the councilman, Ward 7, Sergeant Major Stokes, Black Man's Army, stood out with their speaking points. And then at St. Paul AME Zion on East 55th, that's where William Harrison Bones Dillard, his homegoing was held. We had to fly the red, black, and green flags. Let's, you know, you just can't have people forget that sometimes at those times you salute and then let people know that no matter what, certain things we refuse to at least let go of who we are, history, pride in that, especially when you stand behind flags. Let people know that you haven't stopped. And it's always interesting when people stop, take photos, and say, you know something, I'm glad you added this, because the one incident for the 11-year-old young people playing with firearms, and then for the other, I'm going to just read a little bit about William Harrison Bones Dillard, because for those who may not be aware, you need to know your own history about what's going on around you. You just do. And so Brother William Harrison Bones Dillard, who was born in Cleveland, Ohio, July 8, 1923, to William and Tara Dillard. Now, he's born fragile and sickly due to rickets. Harrison didn't stand up until he was 16 months old. Despite the odds, with speed in his blood, Harrison would later go on to become one of the nation's most notable track and field athletes. Harrison attended the same high school as his hometown hero and friend Jesse Owens. He went on to be a successful athlete, attending Baldwin-Wallace College in Berea, Ohio, where he won four national collegiate titles in the high and low hurdles. In 1943, Harrison was drafted into the Army, serving in the all-black 92nd Infantry Division, known as the Buffalo Soldiers. After the war, he returned to college in 1946 and returned to competition, tying world records in the 120 and 220 hurdles and the 100-meter sprint. Harrison won 82 consecutive races over a span of 11 months, from 1947 to 1948. He then qualified to represent his country at the 1948 Olympics in London and again in 1952 in Helsinki. In 1948, Harrison became the world's fastest man, winning a 100-meter sprint and securing another gold as a member of the relay team. 4 years later, in Helsinki, he won a specialty, the 110-meter hurdles, and collected his fourth gold medal with another relay victory. Considered to be one of the greatest male sprinters and hurdlers in history, Harrison has been inducted into every Hall of Fame for which he's eligible, from his local high school, East Tech, or East Technical, to the International Association of Athletes Federations, IAAF. Now, the thing that I want to throw out there about him is, beyond the athletics, his career, Dillard's career, has been long and diverse, spanning positions in public relations, sportcasting, and education. Previous titles included program director, newscaster, sportscaster, disc jockey, and television panel member. He worked for the Cleveland Indians baseball franchise in scouting, public relations capacities, as well as writing a weekly sports column for the Cleveland Press newspaper in the late 1970s until the paper expired in 1982. Harrison became an employee of the Cleveland Board of Education in April 1966 as an administrator in a federally funded job training program. In 1971, he was transferred to the business department in the headquarters building of the board, where he served as the director of purchasing. And when the business manager's position became open in 1982, Harrison was appointed in an acting capacity by the Board of Education. So he has done a whole lot in his life. That's barely scratching some of what this man did, but it's good to know that you had somebody doing something major in our region. I'm going to go to this 702-609. 702 is the area code. All right, let me pull out my pen and paper and see what kind of enrollment or open enrollment I can get into. 702 area code with a 609. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff. 702 is out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, if you actually were to get a scholarship through UNLV or the College of Southern Nevada, believe me, I would have handed that to you personally.
I appreciate it. What's going on with you this fine evening, sir?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I'm still working right now. I'm at MGI, so I'm listening in on your program. I mean, I am a loyal supporter and a loyal listener. So, and I always want to stay on top of what's going on because I can't really get out in the street like you can. But so I listen in to find out, you know, what's what and to see how you are, sir. Would you happen to have any questions for me?
Yes, I do. You just said something that a lot of people don't use, but you use the word and you show it. Brother, loyalty. What causes you to be the way you are?
Well, I am what's called a race patriot. All right, I am a I am pro-black by any sense of the word. Pro being for, being standing with, being agreeing with, as opposed to being, you know, con or against. I am pro-black. Mm. Okay, because I believe that we are the original earthlings. We are the first on the planet. We are the cream of the earth and God of the universe. So I back my brothers and sisters 100% any way that I possibly can and actually inflict myself personally, you know, with a slight guilt complex whenever I am unable to support. But I give everything that I can when I can.
I can testify to that last thing that you said because you do make sure, I know for a fact, whenever you're around, you do a lot and you give back, and that's a beautiful thing. So before I do anything else, I'm going to also ask you, when it comes to this and what you're doing, what would you like to see people do in order to support? What would be the thing you'd like to see happen?
Well, I would like to see a lot more unity, okay? Kwanzaa is coming up. Mm. Is a holiday that that precedes the Christmas Day, beginning December 26th. And the very first principle, what they call the Nguzo Saba, the very first of the seven principles, is Umoja. And I have nicknamed myself as an Umoja soldier because unity is what begins growth as a people. If we do not unite, and it doesn't either have to be, it doesn't have to be cooperative unity. You know, we could have, at the very beginning, we could have social unity. We could see ourselves, you know, as brothers and sisters. We should see ourselves as family. If we look in the mirror and we see our black selves, we should be happy and proud that we are black and be happy and proud of all of our black people that are doing well and to assist in those that aren't doing so well, which is actually the second principle of Kwanzaa, that being self-determination, Kujichakulia, which pretty much lets us know that, hey, we determine who we are. We don't let any outsiders do that. And considering that you do have your hip-hop workshop coming up this Saturday and you have it once a month, I'm going to lay that out as part of my 2020 vision because we are approaching that new year and we are approaching that 30-year mark since our last quote-unquote Black Power era. All of that is supreme mathematics, and believe me, you and everyone else will hear all about that. Hashtag 2020VISION for those listening.
Thank you so much. May you definitely enjoy the rest of the program, like I plan on enjoying the second installment of the hashtag 2020 lecture. The lecture series that you've given, Appreciate it. And 2020 with the hashtag in front. Looking forward to hearing it from you.
Thank you very much, brother. All praise is due to Allah. May peace be unto you, sir.
Likewise, and I appreciate that very, very much. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 216-209, sometimes you may have an idea. I might say, I'm going to speak on this, I'm going to speak on that, and I never know what the Creator might place in there. So before I go to the 216-209, the 407-773, and the 912-334, I should at least take the time and let people know that coming up, just because it was brought up and brought out, I definitely want to let people know that if you choose to, you can Facebook the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hip Hop Workshop number 212 and other events. It's Saturday, December 7th, 1899, Berkman Hall, formerly Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester, Euclid Avenue, 145 to 6 p.m. It's Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. You can be mean but keep it clean, from radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, dollar rock, tributes, and more. You'll have hip-hop workshop news from Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven. You'll also definitely will have in the house Brother Suave Gotti, GMS Hood Famous DVD, as well as probably the video release from Michael Major Taps Brown. Also, hip-hop workshop cipher, and that is definitely large room number 136. And I would like to definitely invite people out. I know we'll have Brick House Wellness. You will also have Brother Shakespeare in the house, and some of which specialty definitely will be Kim Ra. I'm looking forward to what she's bringing when it comes to the culture aspect, as well as the Black Teen Summit, which will be done by Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County. Again, I'm looking forward to how that will be, but Kim Ra, the cultural experience, and also the red, black, and green flag from Brother Kahar, from none other than the new Black Panther Party. This will be a very, very excellent experience. As I go to check out my phone lines of 216-209, it's probably going to tell me, well, you know, red, black, and green flag, that's cool and all, but I'm more or less, you know, the Paisley Coverlet flag. So for all the Prince lovers out there, I got you. 216-209, how are we doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. And this is John from Black Odyssey. First of all, I can never say anything about the red, black, and green because I'm a representative of red, black, and green. Any two times you take take yourself as an individual and you, first of all, are black, and then two, you step out into entrepreneurship and consider yourself, you know what I'm saying, consider yourself as one of those individuals just in the few, because only 0.6% of America makes income for blacks. And that sector of being an entrepreneur. So you're taking on a huge fight, and you're doing nothing but waving the red, black, and green flag when you're in that particular sector, whether you like to be or not. So, you know, unity, I want to speak on something from, you know, what the brother was saying earlier. Unity is also a mind state. You have to have that in the mind state first. Mm. You know, I look around and I see some of our youth, you know, and a lot of them want to learn, they're hungry to learn. But the system that is teaching them, if they don't have someone around them, they give them some sense of what's really going on and what really is considered proper living and proper living standards. They're going to be pick up on all these animal-like standards and things that we don't even consider ourselves as. So, you know, and we see it every day. I don't have to harp on what's bad. You know, we see it all day long. But the point I'm making is, it's a mind state. You have to condition your mind first to know who you are as a person. You know, if you want to be judged by your character, then change your character. If it's not the kind of character that you, you know what I'm saying, is accepted. You know, so that's just a piece of advice for that. Black Odyssey is a group and also a movement that has to be said, because it also is a movement because we started from just rapping to learning how to mix and master, learning how to make instrumentals, then learning how to film and put things together that way, then learning how to do shows and showcases and stuff. So, you know, it's not just a group, it's a movement as well. I have to say that because, you know, sometimes people, you know, when they hear me on the program and they hear me speak, it's kind of vague at times because I am running another business. So please forgive me, but just know that we got a lot more coming. That goes for music from us, that goes for music videos from other people and us as well. You know, when you put your hands into other means of making income, sometimes it pulls a little energy away from where you want to be. But in the end, the sacrifice that you make will be a real great turnout. Success is sometimes not always seen. It's felt later with delayed gratification. Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. You can search us on YouTube, Twitter, IG, Facebook, That Piss, GetRightMusic.com. I'm quite sure that SoundCloud and any other platform.
Yes.
We are out here. Black Odyssey.
That's true. Appreciate it. Hold the line, please. Hold the line, because I know I have something that you will definitely like. And right now, I'm looking at the 407 area code, followed by 773. So with about 90 seconds, I would like to say that definitely the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, 44110 East 152nd St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue, where number 1, number 37, number 28 bus do pass by. This coming Wednesday will be a very, very special meeting as we talk about the Black agenda and the lack thereof in the past and how that can play into the upcoming election with Brother Charles E. Bibbs Sr. Also, I'll have for people to sign, should you choose, the end arbitrator's bias in favor of police, as due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police and their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we the underline advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings, Committee for Social Justice. I also want to tell people that going through the information that I just read off, you know about our meetings at Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters. I don't have to tell you about that anymore, but I would like to say that you can, for youth and family marriage counseling by appointment, same location, Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims, and Tragedy Grief Support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire at 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070, or 216-804-7462. If you use that last number during this program, I'll be glad to clown you on the air. You can use that last number after 10 tonight. And the floral arrangements are by Maddie B's Flowers at 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Now, having gotten those things out of the way, look at this 407, area code 773. Why does it look like it's a robocall trying to get some new politician who's going to try to get on the Ohio ballot? But let's go to the 407 area code anyway, 773. Who is it? Bernie? Elizabeth? Joe Biden? Who? 407-773. How you doing out there?
I am doing wonderful. Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jarrah Safari, ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. It's your boy, Exclusive Selector, representing for Black Odyssey, of course. 216 and the 407 representing. How you doing?
I am doing well, and man, it's so good to hear from you. What do you have going on?
How you doing, Brother Porter, man? It's been a long time I heard your voice, bro. Happy holidays, fam.
You know. Likewise, fam, likewise. I'm glad to hear yours. What? Please tell the people some of the things that you have going on.
Man, we've just been working constantly, just networking, really, networking behind the scenes because we are the underground. So, you know, every few years, the underground rise up and bring forth some blessings to our industry. You know what I'm saying? So we steady over
yes,
here
I
contemplating,
do.
You know? I just got off the phone
yes,
with JD less than an hour ago, matter of fact. How you doing, JD? You done know what I'm going. We still here, man. We still here just, you know, seeing how Babylon perpetrate things and we trying to, you know, work around it and everything like that, you know?
Yes, I do. And since you're bringing that one up, how do you constantly navigate when you know you're right smack dab in the belly of the beast of Babylon? How do you constantly navigate and continue to be successful? Because I hear other people complain, and then they say you can't get nothing done. And I watch you constantly get things done and still be able to speak clearly and call things out.
Well, what I do is I don't conform to the system per se, but I do,
wow.
I do what I got to do in order for my family to stay above water. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes.
Because a lot of times you get caught up because, don't get me wrong, you do trying to, you think about how your friends talk about the politics and the Democrats and the Republicans and the left and the right and this and the third and, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
right,
it's all about who raised you or how you were raised. You feel me?
Yes, I do. And I appreciate that very much. But come on, man. You call in here. I haven't talked to you. How are some of the ways we can follow you and some of the things you're up to? Because I still get the notifications. I still look through and I see you moving very, very methodical, but always upwards. So can you tell some of the people out there how we can continue to follow you, your movement, and what you do?
All you got to do is Google Cruise to Fame, C-R-U-I-S-E, the number 2 F-A-M-E records. And everything from Jamaica to Japan to London to New Orleans to Cleveland in the house.
Yes, indeed.
We're everywhere to the West Coast. We're just silently taking over, man. We don't need to brag or boast, but we need to do what we got to do. So that's what we're doing. You dig?
I do. I appreciate you because you are one of those who has been able to add in that international flavor and not slow down. And, man, I definitely pray and put it out there in the universe, continued success, and I look forward to continuing to follow your move.
You think I think what it is I keep reinventing myself.
That's what it is. I'm reinventing.
And I'm surrounded by the right people, the right family, you know, with the guidance. And even though every once in a while we fall off, but we have each other's back to be like, hey, man, you're slipping. Tighten up. So we got
right.
That type of structure in camp. Once you got something like that, man, the sky is not even the limit. You dig?
I dig. Yeah. I appreciate those positive vibes that you sent. definitely feel free to hold on to the line. I appreciate you.
For sure. Bless up.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, before I go and see what's happening with none other than the 216-609, this will only take 45 seconds to be able to let people know that you can on Twitter reach out to Alfred Porter Jr. Number one, Alfred Porter Jr. one. Instagram, it's Jr. period Alfred Porter Jr. Alfred Porter. And also to let people know real quick that Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERU 1490 AM. All three with that www.newstalkcleveland.com. And as I go up here to the 216-609, they're probably calling to tell me that, hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, but you didn't even give us who won Dancing with the Stars last week. And that's because I'm not really sure who won Dancing with the Stars last week. But 216-609, how you doing out there?
Hold. What's up, Mr. Porter?
Mr. Porter, how you doing?
In the street. Radio set. In America on a Monday night in Cleveland, Ohio, if you ain't heard it from the sheriff, a lot of people say if you ain't heard it from them, you ain't heard it at all. But I'm going to tell all you people, if you ain't heard it from the sheriff, you ain't heard it at all. I have the best artist, one of the best artists on the phone, and I'm going to let him say his name. Say your name, bro.
LSD.
LSD.
Man.
Blackout sound. Mr. Porter, do your thing. Do your thing, Mr. Porter.
I sure will. I sure will. Well, first of all, brother LSD, I'm going to tell you this, man. You are like Mr. Motley. You've been, you know, with the Hip Hop Workshop. If it was established in January of 2004, you've been around that long.
That's right.
And so I have to ask you, Brother LS, you came out of nowhere with a song and a hot video that was filmed by Brother Joseph Motley Jr. of Black House Sound. Tell us what that song is, man.
And I heard the women love it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the name of the song is I Never Thought I'd See the Day. And, you know, it was a song originally by Sade. And, yeah, you know, it's just about relationships, you know.
And y'all flipped it. You flipped it. So now, can you let the people know that when you recorded that nice joint with the Sade, with the producers that you deal with, how did that work out, and how did we meet?
Okay. Well, first thing first, I can't take all the credit. Because I am a writer. It's a guy by the name Nick Motley. No, Nick Wiley. Nick Wiley. And he do beats.
Okay.
You know, the thing is, everybody knows Timbaland and Kanye, but it's a guy in your city in Cleveland. His name is Nick Wiley, and he do beats, and he played the track for me.
Okay.
And I went and got the beat for him. I can't take all the credit because he did his shit. And
yes, sir.
Basically, my style is East Coast. But I met Joseph Motley at a show at the Black Crime in Community.
Right by the shrimp boat before they had to move.
Establish their own
brand. And now they so established the sheriff is the president. I had to throw that out there. I'm quiet.
No, you said no, but what happened was Joe Motley went off stage, and as he was walking out, I was asking him, like, well, you know, you do shirts, and I needed a shirt for my show and stuff, and Joe do beats, and, you know, Joe been a beat for years, so, you know, he let me come over to his house. I bought a few beats from him, and, you know, I kept coming to the workshop. And I had pride. I'm like, you know, let me go see what it's about. But then I kept coming back, and it was more of a family thing. And it was that was the first time I saw a get together in the black community of people trying to do something for everybody. And
for everybody. Well, man, I think the fact that you let my main man know how we hooked up, and, you know, when I hooked up with this brother, Mr. Sheriff, he said to me, he said, look, I had this video and I have a great idea. Is you feeling my great idea? I said, okay, well, what are we working with? He said, look, this is my camera. I take this. I take that. I did this. I did that. I said, you remind me of me. He said, for real? I said, yeah. Man, we sat up there for about 6-7 hours. You know mine?
Wow. That is dedication. It's dedication. And I love the outcome of it, because the way the video was put in film,
that's right,
it was based on the concept of Love Jones, and I was just like astounded. I like the fact that as an artist, you know, I love the fact that he let the singer Doris Cox, she did the vocals. He only did a few rhyme lyrics, and he let the beat breathe. He let her stand out. And then the video brought it all together. So I'm going to put it out here like this. How can people see the video? And is there a way people can contact you all to work with you?
Okay. Well, yeah, first of all, yeah, the video is on YouTube. You might have to go into Joseph Motley Jr. It's on there. And
Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. Okay.
And basically, like I say, the guy that produced the track, his name is Nick Wiley. He's on Facebook too, and if you're in Cleveland, you look for music, go to him. He got some tracks, and basically Doris Cox, you can hit her up. I forgot the rest. I'm so excited, but
yeah, excited. And if any local artist listening right now, and you want to do a video, or you want to do your own videos, don't stop. Pursue your dream. Go buy a camera and go try to do it. But if you don't want to do all that and you think that I'm doing pretty good and you think I can help you with your dream, I have a person on the phone, and this man is telling you right now, I did my best to bring what he wants to life, and I have done that. Through the grace of God, not through the grace of Joseph Motley Jr., through the grace of being patient, listening, not judging, and trying to understand and get the job done. And the job is done. You can go on YouTube and look at it. It's under Joseph P. Motley Jr. On top of that, if you want to get in touch with me, I'm going to give you the phone number like it's a business card, because I can't give it to you right now. So the only thing I can do is give you that's area code. 216-609-8847. If you want the films to be popping, if you want to record, if you want to come to an open mic, anything like that, you give me a call. Other than that, God bless you all, and thank you for listening to me and DSR.
LSD.
Yes,
LSD.
All right,
now. LSD. DSS, LSD, LSD, LSD. There we go.
All right. I appreciate you all very much. As you hold the line, I know I got to get into something from Black House Sound. I definitely got to do that. As a matter of fact,
my
you were saying,
about
what
that.
About Black House Sound? What were you saying, sir?
What I was saying about Black House Sound, I'm saying that if you Clevelanders believe in your talent and ability, it's not on me or the next artist or the next man, next woman to pursue that dream. It's up to you to want to fulfill your dream.
Yes,
if
sir.
If you feel that what Black House Sound is doing or what the sheriff is doing or what my man on the phone is doing, and you want to incorporate yourself with that, reach out, call the phone number 609. 8847. And I will sit there, I will listen. I have other people like the sheriffs. I have people like Mr. Powers. We will listen and try to come up with some type of solution to make your dream come true. Thank you.
I'm into that. I can appreciate a strong, powerful message that we just heard. You know something? I'm going to shut the so-and-so up. I'm going to go in and keep praying for Black Odyssey. At least I'll be able to leave out with some Black House sound in a little while. Right now, let's keep on praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you.
A new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day come. There's a brighter day come. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, praying, but I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, little Chris 19 facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
You know, so every once in a while, something will happen, and I know I'm about to get myself into trouble before I say it. But anyway, Turkey Jam 2019, you know, it was nice to see, we'll say, thousands came out. Iced Out Productions, Aliana DeFreeze, Let's Make a Change, Foundation, Toys for Tots, Black House Sounds came in there, filmed Black Lives Matters, Angela Y. Davis, her part. An upcoming music video for the song, Young African. Lynn Tolliver, this is classic. He performed I Need a Freak from the sexual harassment track that had come out mid-80s. I'll say early 80s, though, early 80s. And like he said there, he has not performed that song. That's not something he does, but he did it there. Also, it was nice because you had Poison Ivy and Robert Cruz, who were hosts, Robert Johnson, led line dancing. DJ Ellery, excellent, excellent, excellent job. He brought his own equipment and stuff like that. Then after he left, he had a ponytail, Cousin Bobo, who followed up and just wasn't right. I mean, the follow-up dude, and he was old school. Wasn't a young dude. It just didn't go well. Caused things to run about an hour and a half later, and I felt bad for my people like Tristan Newman, T-Rex, Brother EP,
and others who basically said, wait a minute. One ponytail dude who didn't have good equipment, but that's a different story. I couldn't hear the R&B singer like James Tate's background music on the three song set he did. And I love OG Shankston. He did three songs, but I couldn't hear his background music. Now, I'm just putting this out as a teachable 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox. You know, is this enough to go around here? But MC Brains, now, you also had Joe Lil of the legendary Rude Boys, Joe Lil III. MC Brains, Joe Lil, you knew they were going to do about a 15-minute set apiece, headliners, but they cut their sets down. Teachable moment. MC Brains did Oochie Coochie La La La. Why? Because if the music isn't loud enough, he knew the people knew his music enough. Let's just do that. It was smart of him. Joe Lil, Written All Over Your Face, he knew his hit song, and the audience knew the lyrics. He didn't really need the music up loud. OG Shankster should have done one song because he has three excellent songs. And I felt for him because as an artist, the hip-hop movement, Global Records, and Entertainment, I really felt for him because it was bad hearing him go on in on the sound man and everybody, turn the MFing music up, and a few other things. Like I say, OG Shankston, he was smart, though. He had Brick House Wellness up there on stage with him on the track. I also want to thank some of the people who at least took advantage of the tickets that Man in the Street was able to provide, conjunction with voiceitradio.com. So for the people who picked them up, such as Down Solid Entertainment, Euclid NACP, Joe from Black House Sounds, Aliana DeFries, Let's Make a Change Foundation, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Annie B., and Earl, hey, I appreciate you all for being out that day. I also want to point out there that 6:30 p.m., Channel 43, that community TV show this coming Sunday, 6:30 a.m., Harry Boomer, the legendary Harry Boomer, Broadcasters Hall of Fame, he interviewed Dontez Taylor about an event that's coming up on the 14th of this month. We'll get into more of that about the awards banquet that's coming up. They also interviewed Al Porter Jr. about Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We spoke a little bit about the hip-hop workshop and a few other things. To check it out, feel free to check out that particular piece that's coming up. I just feel excellent about that. As a matter of fact, this goes out to people like D from EC, and you also had a lot of people in the place at the Turkey Jam, a lot of women who definitely had this. This is the remix to Big Legs. Had to do it. Had to.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
short hair, she can be a brown skin. care.
So she's in my world, yeah.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Ray Sharp said it best, saying fun size. Any size girl, always the right time. Church girl or in clubs, true how I speak. Female Republicans, y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact. First things first, I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
Have that pre-Kwanzaa, if you Facebook pre-Kwanzaa, message and listening party from Sheriff Kilroy, which will take place so far on none other than December the 19th at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 44110, area code, the Dialogue Center, invitation only. So if you show up, you might get kicked out. But it was like after careful thought, consideration, and advice, Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, we'll have a listening party. Listening party, no performances. Stick with the definition, a.k.a. listening first. For the CD, he's the producer. I'm the MC by Harold Stallworth and Sheriff Kilroy, which will be released as hard copies December 26th on Kwanzaa, because the CD is an anthology of messages, some of which have been on the Black Man Army soundtrack, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, 10-year anniversary CD, the Plain Dealer Years book soundtrack, all three put together by Big H through the years. We'll open up the doors at 6:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, where we'll play some of my personal favorite songs from MC Chill, Johnny O and the Sorcerer Crew, Suave Gotti, that influenced me. 7 p.m., we'll play 1 hour of message music from my personal favorite group with a message. I think it framed a lot of what I had to say, from having fun to brag rapping. The best of Grandmaster Flash and the Fierce Five, followed by 15 minutes of Brick House Wellness, some fun times with Zumba. And finally, we'll play my personal 5 or 6 songs from the 17-song CD before leaving out with, like, R&B personal favorites. I am the Whistleblower T-shirts will definitely be out there, as well as advanced copies of the new release, plus a lot of giveaways, as this is a closed event, to thank supporters. And I invite DJs who helped promote my music, people who allowed me to perform, artists who added me to their shows, and people who encouraged me when others said message music was corny and played out. I want to thank Shakespeare International Management Company that's worked with me to constantly remember that although I'm searching for fans outside the region, like the 2,000-plus who recently have requested and heard the recent single called Ohio Pride on YouTube, Spotify, and other areas, I just want to let people know that I appreciate those in my region who have supported me personally. I thank you. I appreciate you. You'll be invited out. So far, I know we have Ernest L. Smith, Council Vice President of East Cleveland, Cassandra McDonald from the Euclid NAACP, Angela Y. Davis, King Solomon, Eric Magnus, might as well just do this one right now. Why not? Talk to you all.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Soon in the Al Porter Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Creator bless. Peace.